This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, the topic that we have chosen to speak about today is five benefits that we can extrapolate from the life of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. This great prophet that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned to us in the Quran, who was struck with many hardships, trials and tribulations, adversities. This abd, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was an excellent one, as Allah Azza wa Jal referred to him as Ni'm al-Abd, a wonderful individual, a very patient prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who persevered. My brothers and my sisters, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just go through one trial or two trials or three. He went through many. All of a sudden, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him for decades, some of the scholars, they mention 60 years of his life, he lived a very, very luxurious, poshful, filled with blessings of land, of properties, gold and silver, right? He was extremely wealthy. He loses all of his wealth suddenly. Doesn't stop there. My brothers and my sisters, he then loses all of his children. They all pass away. Allah Azza wa Jal decides and decrees to take them off the face of this earth. It didn't stop there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that he is struck with a skin disorder, which caused him so much pain and suffering. It didn't stop there. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is abandoned. He's forsaken. Because, as the scholars mention, the sickness caused a very unpleasant, staunching smell to come out of the skin disorder that he had. They pushed him out of his own city and situated him on the outskirts of where they lived. Everyone abandoned him, they say, except for maybe two of his relatives that would come and visit him from time to time. And of course, you had his wife. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon her. Extremely, extremely patient, my brothers and my sisters. To the point where she ended up selling her hair just so she could make some money to feed her beloved husband. She stuck with him in these times of difficulties, these times where things were not going so pleasantly. This, my brothers and my sisters, in a nutshell, are some of the difficulties and hardships and trials that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam went through. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention this in the Quran? Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to inspire? Most of us might say that we are meant to take lessons from these stories in the Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Tell them about the stories in the Quran so that they may contemplate, so that they may think, so that they may ponder. It wasn't just for people like us to take inspiration from these stories, my brothers and my sisters. It was firstly and foremost intended for our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who himself was going through so many trials and so many difficulties and hardships, right? Six out of the seven children that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with all passed away in his lifetime, right? As the poet mentions, وَالْكُلُّ فِي حَيَاتِهِ ذَاقُ الْحِمَامِ وَبَعْدَهُ فَاطِمَةٌ بِنِصْفِ عَامٍ. All of them passed away, brothers and sisters, except for Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who lived on for another 6 months after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling these stories and these incidents to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he could ease his pain. If you come to me with all of your problems and you say, "Ya Muhammad, I'm going through this, I'm going through that," and then I tell you, "Brother, whatever you're going through, I went through, multiplied by 10, it would make you feel better. Right? I get a lot of brothers always messaging me saying how they applied for Medina University and then they got rejected, or the application didn't go through, and they're feeling absolutely distraught, broken, right? Hopeless. Up until I tell them, "My brother, the one that you are speaking to, myself, I applied 6 years in a row and every single time I got rejected. And then Allah Azza wa Jal decreed that I go the 7th year. And that was at a time, subhanAllah, that I didn't even apply for." Right? Ah, he says, "I got hope now. I feel better." The point is, Allah mentions these stories in the Quran in order to ease the pain of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who went through a lot of hardships. And this Quran is there to ease the pain that we suffer from, the hardships that we go through. The Quran is not just a bedtime story that we read before we go to sleep and then that's it, we go on with our lives. That it is there, my brothers and my sisters, to have a positive impact on every single one of us, my brothers and my sisters. It is the inspiration, it is the answer that a lot of us are in need of, that we are crying out for. Sometimes we go to a psychiatrist. Sometimes we go to some of these individuals who have expertise in this field because we are depressed. وَلَا يُنَبِّئُكَ مِثْلُ خَبِيرٍ, as Allah says. No one can give you information like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? A lot of the answers that we are looking for, my brothers and my sisters, is in the Quran. This is why now when I give lectures, which I'm so tired of doing, right, we just take a passage from the Quran so we can take inspiration from it and link it to what we can maybe, inshallah ta'ala, relate to. So what are these five lessons that I want to be in ta'ala share with every single one of you, brothers and sisters? The first one, my brothers and my sisters, this is a darul ibtila. If great people like Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa, Yaqub, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and the rest of these great individuals went through trials and tribulations, then my brothers and my sisters, do you think that me and you won't have to go through difficulties and hardships? The more you become closer to your religion, the more you are bound to be tested. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاعًا الْأَنْبِيَاءَ فَالْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ يُبْتَلُ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى قَدْرِ دِينِهِ. The most severely tested people are the prophets, those who came after them, or those, should I say, who are like them, and those who are like them. Right? When it comes to righteousness, of course, we'll never become like the prophets or even the companions. But we work towards righteousness. And the more righteous and the more an individual now draws closer to Allah, the more, my brothers and my sisters, he's bound to be tested. And that's going to happen, as Allah told us in Surah Al-Mulk, that many of us have memorized. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He who created life and death in order to test you. This is an abode of going through tests, my brothers and my sisters. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi says, informing us about some of the wisdoms and benefits as to why trials and tribulations may take place. He says, لَوْلَا مِحَنُ الدُّنْيَا وَمَصَائِبُهَا لَأَصَابَ الْعَبْدِ مِنْ أَدْوَاءِ الْكِبْرِ وَالْعُجْبِ وَالْفَرْعَنَةِ وَخَصْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. مَا يَكُونُ سَبَبُ هَلَكٍ عَاجِلًا. If it wasn't for these trials and these tribulations that we go through, my brothers and my sisters, one would be afflicted with the disease of arrogance. Would you guys agree? Right? He's just going through blessings after blessings. He's got money now. And he's walking on the face of this earth extremely haughty and arrogant, as if he's on cloud nine, untouchable. But Allah Azza wa Jal causes him to go through these trials and these tribulations in order to humble him. Right? Otherwise, this individual will be struck with self-abasement.
or he will begin to embrace Pharaoh type characteristics and a hardness of the heart. And then he says, وَمِنْ رَحْمَةِ أَرْحَمِ الرَّحِمِينَ أَنْ يَتَفَقَّدَهُ فِي بَعْضِ الْأَحْيَانِ. And from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon this individual, that at times he strikes him with these difficulties and these hardships in order to bring him back down to earth. Right? It keeps us humble, my brothers and my sisters. Right? Also, something that I want to share with every single one of you guys, my brothers and my sisters. Recently, I was in one of my best friend's houses in Leicester. And I was sitting in front of his mother. And you know what she said to me, my brothers and my sisters? Muhammad, today I'm not fasting. And I'm not going to pray. This a lady normally fasts. She prays. She's on top of her ibadat. Right? So I said to her, why, auntie? She said, I pray. I do so many acts of worship. But then Allah Azza wa Jalla is still making me go through all of these hardships and difficulties. I'm tired. And because of that, I'm not fasting. I'm angry with Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. She said this to me. Right? And then I explained to her, you went through so many days, or should I say years, decades, of bliss, of goodness. You have such a huge house and you're complaining. Right? She has a mansion that I'm sitting in. Right? You have all of these blessings and now you go through some difficulties and now you're upset or you're angry with Allah Azza wa Jal. تتسخط عليه. Right? Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, they say 60 years. He had goodness, he had bliss, he had luxury. And then, when he was struck with these difficulties, my brothers and my sisters, he wasn't someone who was ungrateful. Right? He would be someone who would show his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would continue his worship to the Almighty. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. Before I move on to the second point, my brothers and my sisters, a very important principle that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us was, انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من هو فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله. Look at those who have less than you, don't look at those who have more. That will make you so much more thankful and grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. The way we are as human beings, we tend to focus on that which we don't have, forgetting that which others are going through, especially when it comes to marriages, right? A brother or the sister might be focusing on, look at how well of a life that these individuals have. You only see a moment of their lives on social media or what they choose to show you. And then you begin to compare it to your miserable marriage. I'll put that in quotation marks, right? Well, that's what you thought. Not knowing exactly what is happening behind closed doors. Right? You could have been in a very terrible relationship. You could have been from those brothers and sisters who are now in refugee camps over there in Syria and Turkey. Right? You've got a roof over your head. Say Alhamdulillah. That you are able to wake up and not have an empty fridge. Be individuals, my brothers and my sisters, who are grateful for what they have. This will make an individual so much more thankful to Allah Jalla fi ala. Second benefit, my brothers and my sisters, that we want to take away, and I'm running out of time, so I'm going to mention it very, very quickly, inshallah. People who actually care about you, they stick around at the most difficult of times. So appreciate them. Right? This is the kind of wife that Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had. She could have left him, like many gold diggers do today, right? As long as everything is going perfectly fine, they stick around. The moment something goes wrong, they jump ship. Right? The grass is greener on the other side. That's what she tells herself. Or that's what he tells himself. The moment she gets sick, a lot of the time it's the woman that runs away. Right? It's the man who, mashallah, tabarakallah, at the beginning of his marriage, he had a lot. But now he's struck with some financial difficulties. She doesn't have the same luxuries as before. She's ready to jump ship. Right? And when you are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with what the mind can't imagine, as we will come unto insha'Allah ta'ala. So these individuals, my brothers and my sisters, it could be a wife, it could be a friend, it could be a relative. Be someone, my brothers and my sisters, who doesn't forget the good times, as Allah told us. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Allah mentioned this in the verses pertaining to divorce, at-talaq. We easily forget the goodness that we may have experienced with some of those who were there from day one. Right? And all of that good just goes down the drain, forgets it. Right? Allah tells us, it's a huge principle when it comes to marriages. Don't forget the good times. Don't forget the good times. Especially when things now start going wrong with these people who were there for you once upon a time. Number three, my brothers and my sisters, what we can take away from this qisah is that you can lose all of your blessings in a heartbeat. This bliss and this goodness now that you are enjoying can be taken away from you. This happened to Prophet Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a righteous prophet, my brothers and my sisters. And it happened to him. Let alone someone who disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal with the blessings that he has. I normally tell our brothers and sisters who are maybe going through the trial of listening to music, how Allah Azza wa Jal can take away your hearing in a heartbeat so quickly, as Allah tells us in the first page, or should I say second page, Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If Allah wanted, He would have removed your ability to hear and your ability to see. These are blessings that we take for granted, that we overlook, that we undermine. Because everyone has it, right? What if Allah Azza wa Jalla took that away from you in a heartbeat? Let me tell you guys about my friend, right? Who alhamdulillah now is out of the hospital. For months he was in hospital. You know why, my brothers and my sisters? Or should I talk about how his day started? I'm sure everyone here has heard of Stamford Bridge, the Chelsea football stadium. He was there around maybe Dhuhr time, watching the game. By the evening, he lost his ability to speak. He lost his ability to walk. He found himself in a wheelchair. Not because he was in an accident, no. Just like that, all of a sudden, Allah took it away from him. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it away from him. And then we were visiting him in the hospital at Peterborough. Leicester to Peterborough. Thus, his friends would commute every now and again to go and visit him. Now he's back home, alhamdulillah, getting much better. But it's a trial that brought him closer to Allah, right? He's now praying, taking his religion a lot more seriously. A trial that brings you closer to Allah is far better than a blessing or some money that comes your way that makes you so distant from Allah. Number four, my brothers and my sisters, whoever is patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that which the mind can't imagine. مَا لَا يَخْطُرُ بِبَالٍ. And that's exactly what happened with Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, right? وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا. Right. After all of these years, my brothers and my sisters, scholars, they mention 18 years that he went through these trials and these difficulties and these hardships.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only gave him back that which he lost, but rather he gave him more. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that he asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this verse that I just quoted. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi responded back by saying, رَدَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِمْرَأَتَهُ إِلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned back his wife. She was always there though, right? Meaning Allah Azza wa Jal brought back the prime of her beauty, right? وَزَادَ فِي شَبَابِهَا, and she became even more beautiful and she looked even more young. حَتَّى وَلَدَتْ لَهُ سِتًّا وَعِشْرِينَ ذَكَرًا, and she was able to give birth to 26 new children, right? So whatever he lost, Allah Azza wa Jal brought it back, right? Some of the Mufassirun, they mention that Allah Azza wa Jal brought them back to life, and even on top of that, she went and gave birth, right? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you if you are patient. You are someone who sticks to what Allah Azza wa Jal told him to do. Doesn't start getting angry at Allah Azza wa Jal the moment things start going wrong, but rather returns back to Allah. And last but not least, my brothers and my sisters, and this is benefit number 5. What did Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam start doing when he went through these difficulties? He turned to Allah Jalla fi'ala. And he began to make dua, and do not lose hope in the dua that you make. When you make a dua, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinoon bil ijabah. Call on to Allah and you have that certainty that Allah will respond. And He may respond in a manner or give you something that you are not expecting. And perhaps He may give you something that you weren't expecting, and this is far better than that which you are specifically looking for. Allah Azza wa Jal is wise, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a divine wisdom that sometimes we really struggle to understand. How many a time, my brothers and my sisters, have we been in a position where we thought to ourselves, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have this today. If that didn't happen, I wouldn't have this today. But at the beginning, it didn't make sense, right? How many brothers do I know went through divorces? And they said, subhanAllah, the divorce that I went through was the best thing that ever happened to me, right? Later on, it began to make sense. Or an abortion, or losing a particular job, or going bankrupt for a time in their life. Maybe if they had that money, they would have gone and carried out so many sins, just like their friends. But they were the black sheep, the odd one out. So they had to change the strategy of life. He called unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَسَّنِي الضُّرْ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Called unto Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's a dua that we should memorize, especially if you're someone who's sick or someone who's ill, whether it may be cancer, whether it may be liver failure or a kidney failure, should I say, whatever sickness it might be, call unto Allah Azza wa Jalla, right? And sometimes, my brothers, when we find ourselves in this position, right, we go through a hardship, no one can help us except Allah. And this is exactly what Allah wants from you. That it reaches a point with you that it's just you and Him. Right? Just you and Him. Ya Allah, no one can help me except you. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.